In Mississippi, first-term Republican Governor Haley Barbour is in a heated battle to control $20 million in tobacco settlement money, now used for an anti-smoking program. The dispute pits Barbour, who's a former Washington lobbyist and Republican National Committee chairman, against former Attorney General Mike Moore. Moore is one of Mississippi's most popular Democrats. He earned a national reputation during the tobacco wars. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story.
Smoking rates are down in Mississippi, cut by half among middle school students, a figure that ranks the state number one in the country in terms of tobacco prevention. But like most other states struggling with record budget deficits, Governor Haley Barbour is looking to cut Mississippi's anti-smoking program. In public appearances recently, Barbour has said the state needs that funding to shore up a Medicaid program that will run out of money at the end of the month.
And you and I have just been sitting here talking about $268 million deficit in Medicaid, and yet here's $20 million that is supposed to come to the state that it could be used for Medicaid.
The problem is the governor and legislature don't have control of that money. It belongs to the Partnership for a Healthy Mississippi, a private anti-smoking program chaired by Mike Moore, the former attorney general who led the states in suing the tobacco industry. After Moore settled Mississippi's case for $4.1 billion, he went back to the court to create the anti-smoking fund. So each year, $20 million in tobacco settlement payments bypass state coffers and go directly to the partnership. Now Barbour is suing to get the money back. The governor's deputy chief of staff, John Arledge, says the current setup is unconstitutional.
It was just done by signing of a piece of paper from a county judge. It is our contention that that is illegal. We believe, and we think the courts will say, it's the taxpayers' money, and therefore the legislature should decide how it should be appropriated.
Over my dead body.
That's Mike Moore, who says the court set up the anti-smoking program outside the legislature so that lawmakers couldn't cut it like they have in other states, Florida and Massachusetts, for example.
I mean, we had $240 billion in that national settlement, $240 billion, and most of the states have frittered the money away. But not Mississippi, and I'm going to keep fighting as long as I've got a breath left to make sure that this program stays intact.
And he's getting help from the thousands of school children who have participated in the program.
The partnership works! The partnership works!
Moore led kids in a rally at the state capitol earlier this month.
But there is one person in the state of Mississippi who wants to destroy all the progress we have made. His name is Haley Barbour.
The scene didn't go over too well in the governor's office, says John Arledge, and neither did a $20,000 newspaper ad the partnership bought to congratulate Moore on a Harvard Public Health Award.
That has nothing to do with getting children not to smoke at all. It had to do with a politician using funds that he essentially controls at his whim for a political ad.
Moore is now at a private law firm and denies rumors he's considering a future run for governor or even U.S. Senate. But he figures that could be driving Governor Barbour to fight for the tobacco money.
He thinks maybe that Mike Moore one day might run for something, and he wants to erase every vestige of any big victory that Mike Moore had. But you got to remember, what was he doing when I was fighting the tobacco industry? He was a tobacco lobbyist. He was in Washington, D.C., making millions of dollars a year from the same tobacco companies that I was fighting. So this whole fight's a little bit ironic.
If you like political drama, you know, this is the best ticket in town.
Sid Salter is a columnist for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. He says it's like watching a Godzilla movie pitting two of Mississippi's heaviest hitters.
Both incredibly media savvy, both guys who know how to stay on message, and both guys who actually like going to war. I mean, you got no Wilton Matilda in this fight.
Salter says Barbour's suit does raise an important policy question in a time of financial crisis, but it also scores political points for a governor committed to not raising taxes.
It challenges the presumptive Democratic front runner for any office he wants to run for on an issue that normally skews to the Democrats, protecting Medicaid.
As for Moore's motive, Salter says, the $20 million goes a long way toward creating a grassroots political organization. The partnership has funded everything from churches to a foundation operated by the Legislative Black Caucus, a Democratic group.
It's difficult for people in tune with the political side of this fight to look at an expenditure like that and not see a political, racial, partisan component to it.
Salter says for Mississippians, it comes down to whether they're bothered more by questionable expenditures or giving the legislature even more tobacco money to spend on something other than what it was intended for. Already, Mississippi lawmakers have voted to raid a tobacco trust fund set up for health care. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.